Telephone Conversation by Wole Zoyenka. The price seemed reasonable, location indifferent. The landlady swore she lived off-premises. Nothing remained but self-confession. "Madam," I warned, "I hate a wasted journey. I am African." Silence. Silenced transmission of pressurized good breeding. Voice when it came, lipstick coated, long gold-rolled cigarette holder pipped. Caught I was, foully. "How dark." I had not misheard. "Are you light or very dark?" Button B, button A. Stench of rancid breath of public hide and speak. Red booth, red pillar box, red double-tiered omnibus squelching tar. It was real. Shamed by ill-mannered silence, surrender pushed dumbfoundment to beg simplification. Considerate she was, varying the emphasis. "Are you dark or very light?" Revelation came. "You mean like plain or milk chocolate?" Her accent was clinical, crushing in its light impersonality. Rapidly, wavelength adjusted, I chose. "West African sepia, and as afterthought, down in my passport." Silence for spectroscopic flight of fancy, till truthfulness changed her accent, hard on the mouthpiece. "What's that?" Conceding. "Don't know what that is." "Like brunette." "That's dark, isn't it?" "Not altogether. Facially, I am brunette, but madam, you should see the rest of me. Palm of my hand, soles of my feet are a peroxide blonde." Friction caused, foolishly, madam, by sitting down, has turned my bottom raven black. "One moment, madam," sensing her receiver rearing on the thunderclap about my ears. "Madam," I pleaded, "wouldn't you rather see for yourself?"